Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Friday, September 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Winter Haven Police Department and Hardy County Sheriff's Office want to remind you that if you receive a call from an unknown number and are asked to wire transfer money or pay by gift card, it is a scam. If you also receive a call that a loved one may be in trouble, always try and reach out to that person first to confirm that they are safe. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individual registration. Hardy County has received funds from the state of Florida through the CARES Act stimulus package and is restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Individual assistance covers up to $6,000 in rent, mortgage, and utility payments. Applicants must have experienced a COVID-19 financial hardship, such as loss of employment or reduced hours. Small business and community partner food security and mitigation assistance will be available on October 5th. For questions, email hardycares@hardycounty.net or call 863-773-6349. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is conducting a death investigation in the city of Mulberry in the area of Canal Street and Church Avenue. A deceased body was reported on the front lawn of the Mulberry Phosphate Museum just before 7 a.m. this morning, Friday, September 25th. Aftermath is paying it forward to teachers and educators who go above and beyond to educate, mentor, and connect with their students each and every day. Nominate your teacher, educator, and win $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 in grants. To enter, submit a 60-second video or 100-word essay with photos highlighting the qualities that make your teacher, educator awesome, why they deserve to win these grants for their online or in-classroom initiatives. Visit aftermath.com/education-grant to learn more. Your local events, a reminder that tonight's football matchup between the Hardy Wildcats and the Avon Park Red Devils has been canceled. No further information on future matchups is currently available. Your jobs in Hardy County, Supermat in Wauchula is looking for a laundry cleaner attendant. No qualifications necessary. Everyone with work authorization is welcome. Mobile Staff Solutions is looking for an accounts payable clerk. Previous experience in accounting, finance, or other related fields, a fundamental knowledge of GAAP, the ability to prioritize and multitask, strong organizational skills, and a focus on deadlines and details is required. The United States Postal Service is looking for a rural carrier associate. Applicants must have a valid state driver's license, a safe driving record, and at least 2 years of unsupervised experience driving passenger cars or larger. The driving must have taken place in the U.S. or its possessions or territories or in U.S. military installations worldwide. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing your respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather is partly cloudy. Temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. The heat index is 95. Winds are calm. Visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 4:07 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms early this afternoon. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Saturday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. And Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Produce Marketing Association has chosen Jones Valley Teaching Farm of Birmingham, Alabama as its first Impact Award recipient. The new award, announced at last fall's PMA Fresh Summit, honors excellence and inspirational actions of people and organizations helping to grow a healthier world. According to thepacker.com, Jones Valley Teaching Farm reaches more than 3,500 students a year at 7 fruit and vegetable farms, 6 of which are at Birmingham Public Schools, from preschool to high school. The White House has dropped plans to provide funds from the USDA to oil refiners denied exemption from the nation's biofuel regulations. According to AgWeb.com, the Trump administration was considering doling out at least $300 million in cash to the facilities, triggering an outcry from Midwest lawmakers who argue the money should be used for farmers, not the oil industry. The oil refining industry has also expressed opposition to the plan. A new EPA risk assessment concludes there are no risks of concern to children's health from chlorpyrifos. And organophosphate insecticide environmental and farm worker groups have been trying to get off the market for years. The EPA tells AgriPulse there are no residential post-application risk estimates of concern for adults or children. Environmental law firm Earth Justice criticized the assessment, saying EPA was ignoring decades of science showing chlorpyrifos permanently harms children's brains.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently released details for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Ship Program, or CFAP 2.0. What does that mean for specialty crop producers? American Farm Bureau economist Michael Nepveu says the program is broken down into three categories.
They have price decline commodities, which is commodities that had to experience 5% or greater in national price trigger. Then they have a flat rate per acre payment. So those first two probably aren't going to really apply to a lot of specialty crops. Your price trigger is mainly your row crops as well as some livestock. I think a lot of the specialty crops are going to be included under the third category, which is sales commodities. So for that, they would basically take 2019 production, and then you would multiply it by a percent payment rate, depending on how big your sales were. As an example, if your sales as a business were over $1 million in 2019, you would multiply 8.8%, and that would be your payment rate for that. So that's the way specialty crops are treated under the new one.
Nepveu says sales commodities, as listed in that last category of the CFAP 2.0, include specialty crops, aquaculture, and nursery and floriculture. Consult the regulations at the USDA website for more details.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Orders to American factories for big-ticket manufactured goods increased just 0.4% last month. It followed a much larger gain in July. Companies catering to the new normal of working and shopping from home, rushing to go public, in 2020 could turn out to be the best year for the IPO market in two decades. The Justice Department expected to bring an antitrust action against Google in the coming weeks, focusing on its dominance in online search and whether that was used to stifle competition and harm consumers. The European Commission is appealing a court ruling that says Apple does not have to repay $15 billion in back taxes to Ireland. That appeal comes after the U.S. tech giant scored a big legal victory in a long battle with the EU. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. NBA playoff action. Lakers squeeze out a win over the Nuggets, take a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals.
The Nuggets went cold down the stretch, and the Lakers took advantage in a 114-108 win. For the third time in as many series in these playoffs, Denver trails 3-1. LA's Anthony Davis was game high with 34 points.
We got to put them away. You know, they're going to continue to fight, no matter what the score is, no matter what the situation is. And we just got to make sure that we, you know, we counterpunch them with everything that they do.
The Nuggets were down 105-102 with 3:28 to go and failed to score a field goal the rest of the way. They were led by 32 from Jamal Murray. Denver was down 3-1 before roaring back to eliminate the Jazz and the Clippers, respectively. Once again, they're in the same deep hole. I'm Bruce Morton.
NFL Thursday Night Football, Miami over Jacksonville, 31-13. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to Major League Baseball in the American League. Yesterday, it was the Indians over the White Sox 5-4, Toronto 4, Yankees 1. The Orioles beat Boston 13-1, Houston 12, Texas 4, Kansas City too much for the Tigers 8-7. In the National League, the Pirates blanked the Cubs 7-0, Colorado 5, Giants 4, the Mets over the Nationals 3-2, Miami beat the Braves 4-2, same score, Cardinals over the Brewers. And in interleague play, it was the Dodgers 5 and the A's 1. College football news, the Pac-12 has decided to play this fall, reversing an August decision to postpone until spring because of concerns over the coronavirus. The conference's group of university presidents voted unanimously to resume football and basketball, lifting a January 1st moratorium on athletic competition for all Pac-12 schools. Football season will begin in early November. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.